The views expressed by our podcast guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Federal Home Loan Bank of Dallas.
I'm Jamie Jordan, Director of Corporate Communications, and your host for today. I'm joined today by Bree Chapman, Executive Vice President and Chief ESG and Administrative Officer here at FHLB Dallas, as well as Tracy Pena, Employee Engagement Coordinator, and Reshmi Vatsan, Senior Auditor at FHLB Dallas. For the past year, Tracy and Reshmi have been part of an innovative new program for us here at FHLB Dallas, our Returnship Program. Launched in 2022, the Returnship provides year-long fellowships to women who have been out of the workforce for 2 years or more and may have had barriers to re-entering. This program, along with our Restart program, offer a smooth transition back into the workforce by providing skills gap training, mentoring, and professional growth opportunities. Along the same lines, we have a Restart program that also caters to women re-entering the workforce, but this is a full-time equivalent position with benefits that includes a professional development plan, mentoring, and external coaching. Now that we have some background on these two programs, let's hear from Bree about why these offerings were so important to FHLB Dallas.
Part of our mission at the bank is to provide resources and help underserved communities. You see us carry out our efforts really in a variety of ways, whether it be our affordable housing program, our community investment revitalization projects, as well as other outreach programs like our Restart and our Returnship programs at the bank. So we really believe strongly in putting a capital P in purpose, whether that purpose be ours at the bank or the individuals that we hire or work with. So in looking at some research, it has shown us that women off-ramp from their careers for a variety of reasons. And in fact, a recent study that we looked at said that 44% of the reason why women leave the workforce is because of family obligations. And so logically, I believe that this is a well-known fact that women do off-ramp during periods in their career. But what is not as well-known is how women take the on-ramp and re-engage in their careers after these times off. So two solutions that we have found to aid in this endeavor is through providing women who've had a break in their careers with programs such as Restart and Returnship. So really allowing them opportunities to modernize their skills, provide current employment for their resumes, and just an overall reacclimation into the corporate environment.
It is really a win-win program as the women who participate gain the benefits that I talked about earlier,
and the bank is able to leverage their expertise, feedback, and overall contributions.
Thank you for that great answer, Bree. That was a lot of great information about why the bank started that program. You also started the bank's first lean-in circle a few years ago. It seems like the women's mission and making sure that women feel inclusive in the work environment is a particular passion for you. Can you tell us why?
Honestly, I'm passionate about everyone achieving their ambitions. But specifically during our season of lean-in at the bank, we encouraged our female colleagues to lean into their strengths, advance in their careers through professional risk-taking, and provide a framework for mentorship and leadership. To say I am passionate about all of the topics is an understatement, but any opportunity that I've had to work with our colleagues on their professional growth has always been a privilege.
That's a great segue to bring in Tracy. Tracy, can you tell us what prompted your career break?
Yes, I left for the same reason that many women leave, and Bree just alluded to it a few minutes ago, and that being family obligations. I left when I became a mother. As soon as I became a mother, that's when I left my career, and I don't regret that decision, but being gone as long as I had for over 10 years, it has made it difficult for me. It has been very challenging to return back to the workforce.
So speaking of the challenges, can you describe some of the challenges that you faced when you made the decision to return to the workforce?
Certainly. When I decided to go back to work, I didn't have anything of real value for my resume for the past 10 years. Nothing other than low-paying jobs and very labor-intensive jobs or short-term jobs. nothing that would help me find any kind of gainful employment. I also faced probably external forces too, in that a lot of companies are going to be biased against a gap in a resume and biased against older workers. So I think those things went into play as well.
Thank you for sharing that, Tracy. You know, we know from the statistics just how hard, as Bree mentioned, it is to return to the workforce when you do have that gap in your resume. So your story is quite similar to many women that we've heard from. Reshmi, how about you? What prompted your career break? And tell us about why you decided to come on back to the workforce.
So similar situation like Tracy and many other women, I took a break when I had my first child, my daughter. I decided to take a break because I wanted to focus on my family, you know, my children. And then after my daughter, my son came along. So then again, I extended that career break. So I took a break of almost 12 years before I made a decision to get back into workforce. You know, both my kids were in school and I realized maybe it's time for Mama Bird to spread her wings and get back into the workforce. So that's what prompted me for that, getting back into the career or looking for a job to start with.
So how did you both hear about the returnship program?
After trying so hard to find a good job and not having any luck at it, it occurred to me that I did need training. I needed to go back to school. I needed some kind of a program to help me. And so I began searching online for something. And I did discover returnships and restart programs several years ago. But all of them, virtually all of them, were in the STEM field. I didn't have a degree in math or science, and I didn't see any way to be able to take part in this program, but I still continued to check for returnships from time to time, and I checked last summer online, and I was just surprised to see a returnship come up that did not require a degree in the STEM field, and was overjoyed and excited to apply for it, and I did.
And Reshmi, how did you discover
it? I read about returnship programs. A lot of companies were, launching. But just like Tracy mentioned, most of these returnship programs were in the technology field. So that's when I was like, you know, one fine day I was like, oh, let me Google if there is a returnship position in internal audit. So I go returnship, internal audit, and boom. FHLB Dallas, you know, senior auditor position pops up, and then the rest is history. Here I am.
We're thrilled to have you both here. You've both been here for some time now working at FHLB Dallas. Tell us about your experience, skills that you've gained. You both mentioned that you training opportunities, mentoring. What has that been like for you? Let's start with Tracy.
It's just been a phenomenal experience from the get-go. It's amazing that we are given real job titles. I'm the employee engagement coordinator. That's a real job and real tasks to do. I've started off with mentoring and shadowing for a period of time. Let me just say this. In every case, I shadow and I train for a couple of months. But what is so wonderful is that I am given the opportunity to do the job by myself. After this period of training, I have autonomy and I get to plan events. I get to run the charity and I get to do screening interviews all by myself. And that's where the real growth happens. That is what has made this returnship so valuable, is that I actually have real world work experience to put on my resume and experiences that I can tell interviewers about now.
Reshmi, how about your experience? What skills, what insights, what growth have you experienced since you've been at the bank?
So I'm really grateful for this returnship position in the internal audit department. It's been an enriching experience so far because you come into the role with your previous experience and skill sets, but you know, you're not sure if some of those skills have gone downhill or, you know, can you catch up with the current technology? But that's when I realized how supportive my team is. It's the entire department. I can't take names because I've worked with each and every one in my department, and they've been so supportive. They've all encouraged me. They've never made me feel like, oh, you know, I've forgotten a lot of things, because a lot of the auditing was muscle memory, really. And then they gave me all these opportunities to work on audits, you know, from day one. I'm very thankful, and I owe it to the team for that.
We love to hear that, Rashmi. So Rashmi, tell us if you could say what your the most helpful element of the returnship program has been for you. What has that been?
I would say the hands-on experience the team provided, along with mentors. Everyone I worked with, they've been great mentors. And the hands-on experience is really, because for moms, when you take a break, sometimes, I wouldn't say self-doubt, but there is, because, you know, you begin to think like, okay, have I forgotten some of this? Or, you know, am I going to pick up where I left off easily? Is the transition going to be easy? But then when you get that hands-on experience, like I told you, like some of this, it all comes back to you. It's, you realize this is all muscle memory. So the hands-on experience just builds on your confidence and your skill sets, really.
It's like riding a bike. So, Tracy, how about you? What has been the most valuable aspect of this program for you?
I agree with Rashmi. The mentoring and the training and the experience has been phenomenal, but probably the most important part has been the emotional support, the friendship, the encouragement. When Bree was talking about the lean-in circle, I thought, I'd never heard of that before. And I think, wow, what a great movement. But that's exactly what it feels like in the human resources department. Everyone is so supportive, and it's not just women supporting women. It's also the men that we have in our department. I have felt just as much encouragement from them as I have from the women. And it's just been a phenomenal experience. I just can't believe it. And I can't thank them enough for that.
That's awesome. And it's so important to have those male advocates in your corner as well. So for both of you, and we'll start with Tracy on this question, would you recommend this program to other women?
Absolutely, hands down. It's sad that opportunities like this are so rare. I hope that by the time my daughter's my age, that returnships will just be a norm, that it won't be a topic for a podcast, because it's just a given. Women will have that opportunity. They'll have that option. They'll have that in the back of their minds if they decide to stay home and take care of their children, that they don't have to look at it as, I'm saying goodbye to my career forever, that there will be a way back into the workforce. There will be people that will help me. There will be mentoring. There will be training. It just needs to become the way that we live. And I hope to see more of this catch on. And I just can't recommend this program at the bank. And I just can't recommend it enough. It's just been wonderful.
I love that answer. And you, Rashmi?
Absolutely, 100%. Like I mentioned, it was encouraging to see that there were companies offering returnship, but it was disappointing that a lot of it was focused on technology sector. So really kudos to FHLB for having one in, you know, having both of us, both the opportunities in, you know, non-technology field. And like Tracy mentioned, I really hope returnships become the norm, because there are still companies out there. When I mentioned I'm doing a returnship, and they're like, what's a returnship? So definitely want this to be a norm, because I like to think we women can have it all. We can balance our family life, and we can balance our career. And that, I really think, should be the norm.
I love both of your answers. We've heard an amazing testament to the need this program fills. Bree, is this what you imagined when implementing the returnship program?
I think that we, you know, kind of started out with just wanting to help fill a need in any small way that we could. Just really getting to know Tracy and Rashmi, hearing about their work from other colleagues at the bank. It's been a real testament to the success of the program and the success of those two as individuals as well.
And so, Bree, what would you say is next for the program?
You know, I think that what we're doing now is, as we have open positions at the bank, we're having more discussions with managers around identifying candidates that can be good in the returnship and the restart space. And I think that that's really the next evolution, is opening this up more widespread throughout the bank.
Thank you, Bree, for those comments. Thank you, Reshmi and Tracy. You all have provided some very valuable insight about this program and the impact that it's having, both on the bank and what we're able to accomplish as an organization and on your own lives. If you're interested in applying for a returnship or restart position, visit our career site at fhlb.com/careers and click on Restart Program or on Returnship Program. Well, as we wrap up, I want to thank you all for joining us and listening to us. Tracy and Reshmi, I want to thank you for sharing your journey. Bree, thank you as well for sharing your passion for this program and for being a leader and advocate for women at this bank. And thank you all out there for listening. You can find Bankcast on major podcast hosting sites such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play, and on our website at fhlb.com. That's all for this edition of Bankcast. Thanks for listening.